And now, on this programme, we're reporting on more deaths. Two teenage students have died after the car in which they were travelling crashed in South Armagh. I want to speak to one of the public representatives of the MLA, Dominic Bradley. Dominic, good morning.
Morning, Frank.
It is heartbreaking, the number of deaths that are happening on our roads. Our thoughts now being directed towards the families of these students who were on their way to a college in Armagh this morning. It's beyond belief that more young people have died.
It certainly is, Frank. I was taken aback myself this morning when I heard this news. I think the accident happened around 8:30 or so. I know that the emergency services, including fire and rescue, were called out about that time. And my thoughts are with the families of the two deceased and the other young person who thankfully survived. But it does indicate to us just how dangerous our roads are and reminds each of us who is a driver of a vehicle of the degree of care that we need to take on our roads. And that's not to prejudge the reason for this particular accident, but it certainly devastates families, and the shock waves from such an incident, you know, go far and wide. And as I say, my thoughts are with the families as they come to terms with this awful news. I know that their neighbours and their communities will share in that sympathy and will do all possible to comfort and support them in the very difficult days that lie ahead for them.
It's understood these young people were on their way to college in Armagh. The car left the Claddymiltown Road between Newton Hamilton and Market Hill. What sort of road would that be, Dominic? Are you familiar with it?
I am, Frank, yes. It's a road, I suppose, that is oft-travelled daily by many people. And like all rural roads, it requires due caution and attention at all times. But as I say, I don't know what the cause of this particular accident was. And we'll have to wait the results of the police investigation to learn that.
It's so sad to think that doors are being knocked at family homes, police officers carrying out that horrific duty that they are trained to do, to inform people that they've lost a loved one. It seems to be happening more and more often in the most tragic of circumstances in this part of the world. And yet and all, we look at the television screens and we see these ads that would bring a tear to your eye, of grieving parents talking about their lost child or their lost relative. And you just wonder, are we all glazing over? Are we listening anymore to the message of road safety?
Well, there's no doubt about it. Some of the advertisements in television certainly bring the message in a very stark way. And I think there is evidence that those type of adverts do get people's attention and probably do have a beneficial effect. But unfortunately, accidents will happen. There are all too many of them on our roads, and I think probably the solution lies within each and every one of us who drives the vehicle to maintain utmost caution at all times, because an accident can happen in just a split second.
And we never know what the circumstances are. There can be so many factors involved. Dominic, appreciate your time. Thank you.
You're more than welcome, Frank. All the best.